Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Today's episode is a sequel to the German episode, Fingerfertigkeit. Again, it has something to do with how gestures, especially finger gestures, are used in Germany and England and the difference between them, and what it means when Germans say that they are pressing their thumbs. Stay tuned and find out more. Have you ever seen a German shake their fist at someone? No, I don't mean the menacing wait till I get you kind of way of James Bond villains. I mean in a kind, encouraging manner, smiling and wishing the other person luck. How does the luck get into the fist is what you're asking? You'll find out in a minute. Well, first of all, it's not a real fist. It's a fist that, as a child in my first jiu-jitsu class, my teacher told me not to make, i.e. one with the thumb inside all your other fingers. If you punch someone like this, you'll sprain, if not sever or worse, your thumb. This type of fist is referred to as Daumendrücken, pressing thumbs in German. It's not a fist for fighting, it's a fist for wishing. A Canadian friend who suggested this gesture as a blog topic said when she first heard this expression, she was not sure what to imagine. She thought perhaps people pressed their extended thumb against the thumb of their other hand or someone else's. It's not clear where the thumb pressing comes from. In one of its episodes, the popular children's TV show Wissen macht A by regional broadcaster WDR, which explains all kinds of phenomena and is generally a good source of information for learners of German, explains a thing or two about Daumendrücken, and you can find that link on my website. For those Germans who haven't, Brit slang alert, cottoned on, Brits, Canadians and Americans, and certainly many others, don't ever press their thumbs for any reason. When they wish someone luck, they cross their fingers. So when you mean to say, ich drück dir die Daumen, to native speakers of English, you need to make an entirely different gesture. Cross index and middle fingers and say, fingers crossed. This gesture, which is said to be based on the Christian symbol of the cross, is not unknown to Germans. We use it to secretly break a promise we make, this being a common variety of use in several English-speaking countries as well, or to emphasize that two people are really close or get on very well. Die sind so. Wieder was gelernt, as your German friends will say, or man lernt nie aus. You live and learn. Well, fingers crossed, you'll know who's behind you next week. The Pommers Buddha says, it's not evil, it's magic.
That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.